lack of perspective.
No, but you know, I really feel, Ronnie, honestly, I want to just say publicly to everybody that, you know, I appreciate my brother and all of the things that he does here on the channel, how he advises me spiritually, and how I just feel so blessed. And so, what we told you guys we were going to do a while ago was we were just going to start to, you know, record some of our conversations because I believe there's a lot of the Father, the Ruach that just comes out of him, that's just the spirit of our Father comes out because he truly has a heart for Yasharal. He has a heart for Yah's people. He has a heart for everybody who comes on this channel. And you guys already know that he has his own channel. He has his own channel. And he hangs over here with me, with his older sister, and it's just a blessing. But Ronnie, what you and I were just talking about, which is what prompted me to say, hold on, hold on, hold on, let me get this under recording. You know, if you could just tell, you know, just pick up where we left off, in other words.
I was just saying that there's a lot of people that's seeking truth and are even in truth, and a lot of times we get stuck and we're eating, it's still bread, which is a good thing, but we're eating old bread, and it's like I was telling you, I hate to use this terminology, whatever, but it's a different dispensation. And even if it's the same dispensation, we're miles down the road in the same dispensation. And the spirit has moved so far and so much since we've obtained some of this bread of truth that, it's different. So we're eating stale bread. We're eating moldy bread nowadays, and we just have to,
Wow.
we have to come out of that and remember that the spirit, the ruach, is
Alive.
constantly moving. The spirit is alive. The spirit is shifting and advancing and advancing, and is moving toward the kingdom and the era of the kingdom, the aeon, the age of the kingdom. And so it's constant. The spirit is constantly moving, and the spirit is constantly shifting, and the spirit is constantly advancing, and we need to move, shift, and advance with the spirit to stay under its covering. And if we're stuck on old teaching and old rhetoric and old commentary, we're not growing and moving with the spirit. What we're doing is we're focusing on the words of men that we, grew fat on, and we've never actually moved with mo we're stuck. We're stuck. And I'm just saying that we need to keep it moving. We need to keep it moving.
You
And
know, that's
being that we're
good. That's good.
But being that we're in a in that we're constantly moving toward the kingdom, we always have to grow. So when you learn how to tie your shoe, or when you learn how to do something when you were a child, like you're still doing it like that. You haven't advanced. You haven't stepped your game up. You haven't learned how to tweak certain things to be faster, to be more savvy, to be to move more with finesse. Like you're still doing old stuff the old way. Like it's time to come on with the come on. That's all. That's basically what I was saying when you brought that up, which was an excellent point.
You know, I'm glad you said everything that you just said because I think that what ends up happening a lot of times is we get stuck in our tradition. And I know that, you know, we were chatting about, you know, the children of you know, we were talking about Yasharal as a whole, about how the whole deal is. And my question, what I asked him, my question was this. Do you think the reason why they are able to try to pull the wool over our eyes specifically is because they found a tactic perhaps that worked for them in the past? And maybe that's the reason why, for example, they're using Juvenile and Manny Fresh to tell you to vax that thing up. Is it because, and to me, I feel like, and I may be answering part of my own question, but I'm like, is it because of the fact, and I'm adding this now, that they know that the tap dancing and the music and then all of that stuff is innate in us? Is that why they think that they could try it this way? I don't know. I don't know, but I just want to say that, there needs to be a point where we truly do wake up and not take the banana in the tailpipe all the time. I always say, don't take the banana in the tailpipe, but yet and still, I feel like we do. And the purpose for, us going in this direction, excuse me, is because I just feel as if there is so much that we're not. It's like we're always learning, but we're never growing. It's like that plant that you have, and I'm sure everybody can think of one. If they don't have one, you can remember a time when you had a nice potted plant and the plant continued to grow outward. It didn't grow upward anymore because the pot was just so big, and so it just got so fat in the pot that it just started to just sprout out. And then eventually it does break the pot. But why does it seem like we, as the believer today, is just waiting for the pot to break? Like we just don't transplant, we don't move, we just sit. Why is that? And why are we are hesitant with what this stuff is that they're trying to put in us, the for the most part, but they are really using their Roman place cards, the pastors that they put in place, to cajole the people to make these changes. I know I'm asking like five questions at once, but I just want to understand, what is it about us where they feel like they can constantly do the same things over and over again?
Well, I'll tell you like this, the proverbial they, they study you. They are studying you. And when you're not looking, when you're not paying attention, when you're just caught up in the in the everyday aspects of life as they have prescribed, they're studying you. And you're sitting here just doing whatever it is that you're doing. They're studying you. They're more, it's so interesting. They are more interested in you than it seems that you're interested in you. You're caught up in just the cog and the wheel, and you're just moving and moving and moving, and they've designed your movements to perpetuate and to prop up their system. But meanwhile, they're studying you. And through scripture that we're hard-headed, we're stiff-necked. We can't get right. And eventually Yah has to step in to get us completely, fully right. So they use that to their advantage. They know all of your downfalls, they know all of your all of the things that we stumble on. Everything that we stumble on, they've already assessed it. They've already studied it. They've already worked out a game plan to use that for their benefit and for our detriment. So, when you say, will you vax that thing up and all this and that, they know that we get hype off of stuff like that. So they're going to use that to their advantage. And like the terms that you used before, it's low hanging fruit. You're not going to reach everybody. You're not going to grab everybody like that, because in actuality, it's really interesting that they use a guy named Juvenile, because that's juvenile. That's some juvenile tactics. That's some juvenile tactics. However, you are going to, in a broad sweep up some of the juvenile thought processed people in this, and that's what they want. They're not trying to grab everybody, but they're trying to grab as many people as they possibly can in this one movement. And that's what they're doing. But in all actuality, it's our own fault, because we won't snap out of it. We won't wake up and realize our stumbling blocks and overcome them. So they just take full advantage of it. And that's what I was telling you. The scriptures tell you that blatantly and plainly. If you wanted to, open up some scripture and look at it real quick.
Okay. And then I will just add to that while I pull up scripture. Excuse me, is that juvenile, and that it's those who can reproduce, because really inevitably we all remember when Ronnie Blackspring, myself, we were looking at last year around, I would say around this time last year, we were all looking at that No, it was after last year because the movie didn't come out till September. But it was the television show Utopia. And the goal at that time was to prevent people from being able to have children. And that's exactly what they did. And they did it in such a way to where they said, we really don't care about the older people. We just care about those who can reproduce. And you have found that just recently that there are several different people who have made accounts. I looked at the VAERS report just recently, and the VAERS report showed women who had either had, and they got like whatever these things are, firecrackers outside, so I apologize. But on the VAERS report, it did show that there were several women who had either had stillborn babies after having the candy bar, and that there were some also who had some babies who had succumbed, some miscarriages. And it is part and parcel of just cutting off life is exactly what it is. And it's no surprise because they tell you what they want to happen, right? You already know what they say they want to have. And it's ironic that we keep talking about them and they. They have a name. They do exist. With that said, I'm here at the Bible Hub right now. Where would you like to go?
As far as what we were talking about, pull up Psalm 83 real quick.
Okay.
And they are always out. They,
I know, right?
they're really out to get you. They're out to get you specifically. When you wrap that around your mind, then you know that you're a target. They're out to get you specifically. And you know, they, who is they? It's a very elusive term, but it might be designed that way. Like it's a ghost. Like we don't know who they is trying to get you, and it's designed that way to make them sound kind of ghostly, to where it sounds almost conspiratorial. You know what I mean? Like so I don't take it seriously. But listen, when you wrap this around your head, they are out to get you. They're out to take away your inheritance.
Wow. That reminds me of one of the songs that you wrote. And then Psalms 83, this verse 3 is sitting right in front of us.
So,
They.
exactly. You want to read that?
Psalms 83:3 says, they have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden ones. Hidden ones.
Exactly. Yah has, and this is for the last day. Yah has a group of people that is hidden, the remnant. You don't know who they are. A lot of times they don't even know who they are. We are waking up to realize who we are. The people who are listening to the truth that's embedded in their heart, that the spirit is pricking at their heart, and their minds are being renewed to something is off, something is wrong. We have to step our game up. Those people, you're the hidden ones. You're the hidden ones. Psalm is telling you that they have taken crafty counsel against you. They are consulting amongst themselves against you.
In verse 4, they have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Yasharal or Israel may be no more in remembrance. These two verses right here, if you just stop and think on those two scriptures, you will have a lot of questions when you are done. If you, especially if you just look at these two. Number 4, verse 4, you start to think that up and you're like, yo, well, wait a minute now. Wait a minute. Everything you're thinking in your head, even if you do not agree with me, you still have got to admit it made you go, They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, from being a nation, that the name of Yasharal, that the name Yasharal may be no more in remembrance. And this is not talking about the tiny little remnant that the place that looks like the shape of a thumb has been fighting off with Q-tips. Okay? This is not talking about that little bitty amount of people that's standing outside the gate that they sort of annexed. This ain't talking about them. It's talking about a whole nation. All right? So I know a lot of people like to say, well, wait a minute. That means them. No, that don't mean them, because how can they conspire and consult? You have an order. In order for you to take counsel and consult against somebody, you've got to have one major thing: money. Go ahead, Randall.
Listen, it says that they are conspiring and consulting with one another against the hidden ones. Those people that are in that thumb geographical that geographical thumb that you're talking about, they're not hidden. They're
At
plain as
all.
day. There is a group of people that are hidden, that are hidden from sight, that have lost themselves. They don't know who they are because the nations have conspired against them to cut them off from being a nation. Read verse 5.
For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee.
Do you hear that? And then it goes to tell you exactly who these nations are, so you can break that down as well. But these people have come together on one accord.
Wow, I'm reading it now. 6, 7, and 8. Whoa, the tabernacles of Edom and the Ishmaelites of Moab and the, is it Hagarenes? Hagarenes and the Gebal, the Ammon, and Amalek, the Philistines, with the inhabitants of Tyre, Asser also is joined with them, and they have Hopland, the children of Lot. Selah, meaning think on that.
So look, these nations. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, Selah means take that in right quick. Selah, think on it. What I just
Right.
say.
Think on that. Meditate on that. So look, you have all these people that are conspiring against you. All these. So the Hagarenes, the Hagar, those are the Gentiles. Those are the Gentiles as a whole. Ha means the. Gar means nations. The other nations, the Gentiles. Edom, the Edomites. They don't like Yah's people. The Ishmaelites, they're over there, in all honesty.
That's Hagar's kids, isn't it? Ishmael is Hagar's kids.
Exactly. The Hagar, exactly. And those are the Hagarenes. And so what's going on is they're in cahoots with Rome. If you look at the timeline and you do your history correctly and you line everything up, you'll see that these people have,
Don't hate it, just say
they've been
it.
bought, sold, they've been bought and sold, and they are in cahoots with the Roman Catholic Church.
Plain and simple.
They are conspiring against a certain group of people. So when this sounds nefarious, because it is. This is an ancient thing that has always been done, but with modern technology, they're utilizing modern technology for the same concept of getting you. They're trying to get you. And so they're using this modern technology and so they can inject you with certain things to get you in a DNA position to where they can manipulate you through DNA to ensure that you're not going to receive your inheritance, to ensure that you're not going to be those hidden people. Brain fog or whatever the side effects is going to be. Death. Whatever it is, but they are conspiring as a collective, as a unit, on one accord. Together with one voice and one mind against you, conspiring against you. Verse 5 says they have consulted together with one consent, and they are confederate against you. I'm just saying, we can talk about it, but the scripture is forewarning and telling you.
You better teach this thing. That's all I know is you better teach that. I hope that we can see this. So when we always say they, it's always the they and the them. This is they. It tells us right here who they are. And then listen, Yah is so off the chain. Not only did he say they, are confederate against thee, there's a colon. He's so kind that he breaks it down. Most of us walk around every single day and not know who they are. We got a feeling we know who they are, but all we got to do, we just did the genealogy. We just did the whole history of everybody. When we broke it all down, when we had to let everybody know who we are, okay? We told everybody that night who Ronnie and myself and several people here in the chat are. We were not secretive of it. We told you, okay? But just like he broke that down, and just like we told you what was up, he breaks it down here. Who are they? Who are they? And in advance, for the mind that's going to the fact that the person, there's somebody who right now is listening to this, even though we re-recorded this and I'm being urged to tell you this, there's somebody who's saying, well, wait a minute, I'm a Gentile. Does that mean that I'm not going to have this or that? No, if you've been following this channel, then you know that we have already expressed what the word of Yah says with regards to those who are the people who are outside of Yasharal. We've already said that if you believe certain things, specific things with all specificity, that it's given to you as well. But Yah already said that. And it was so amazing how it was easy for all of us collectively to understand and accept it and then swallow. Even those of us who are Yasharal were once, while we were in regular church, were swallowing the fact that we were Gentiles. And it was so untrue. So here's the thing. Since we all collectively swallowed that we were not the people living in the geographic of the thumb, the geography or the topography of the thumb, then let us now, with the same understanding, swallow the fact that for the person who's thinking that they're not getting in, or the person that's thinking that they are separated, you're not. There's a place. What we're saying here is, when we want to know who they are and why they keep doing what they're doing, we need to understand that it is a plan that has been set in place for centuries, and it worked then and it works again. Because just like yesterday when we did the Thank God It's Friday segment, we've been here before. We've been here before. It worked then. And just like we said, well, we were talking about the whole, you know, chimera thing, which is from before, even this time we're reading here. They're going to use whatever they can because it's the exact same thing. This story is the exact same story. Ronnie had to teach me that. We were talking one day and he was like, it's the same story. It's the same story. If you look at the story and you look at today, it's the same story because there's nothing new under the sun. If you go back to this date that we're looking at here in Psalms 83, you can go back before that and there was something else that happened and it was the same story. So the one thing I think that we can do to help ourselves sort of fare well through it all is to look at the end of this dispensation that we're reading. And now we can juxtapose it with where we are. But every dispensation has a beginning, a middle, and an end. All I'm saying is, taking this information, what side of history do you want to be on?
Absolutely.
Ronnie, it's 23 minutes and that went by fast. We wanted to make sure that we let you guys in on some of our conversations. And this is how my brother and I talk. and so I'm glad that you had the opportunity to talk to us. We can break it on down and you guys can hear another conversation if we cut this one off now and pick back up at the end and just break them to you so you all have these little pocket pals you can put in your pocket and go ahead on and put your ear pod in and take your 25-minute or your 30-minute walk or whatnot. But I want to go ahead, Ronnie. You have something to share?
No, I, you know me. I would like to round it out. I would
just round it on. I've been round it on up.
I'm just saying though, like, be mindful. Understand that you have been forewarned. So let's take a note and let's take something from the script and let us forewarn the masses. They are conspiring against you. Understand this. Let that sink in. Absorb those words. Let it weigh heavy on your heart to the fact that you need to do something about it. What do you do about it? Be aware that they are conspiring against you. And don't take the pill. Like, leave it alone. Like, don't worry about what they have going on. He constantly tells us to not even worry, to not even bother ourselves with the ways of the Gentiles. He says that he's going to put us amongst the Gentiles, but do not learn their ways. And we have a hope and we have a future, and we trust, we put all of our trust in Yah and none of our trust in the nations. This is what we do. This is how we get back to our first love. This is how we break away from Babylon. It starts in the mind. We get pricked in the heart by the spirit, but we listen to the spirit. And then we change our minds. And then we move in the direction of the kingdom. And not of this kindling that's going to get burnt. All the other nations are kindling that's going to get burnt in the fire. Remember that. Remember that. Keep that on the on the frontlets of your eyes and on the seams of your garments and on the and etched and written in your heart at all times.
I love it. I just love it. I just love it. Wow. Thank you for rounding that out as only you can. And we just praise the Most High Yah for everybody listening and being here. Even though this is a part of our series and what we're doing tonight for Back That Thing Up, I just had to capture his sentiments and his feelings. So, Ronnie, I want to thank you so much for being here. We're going to round this on out and go on ahead and leave. We're at 27 minutes and 29 seconds of goodness and phone calls that are coming in. So everybody, I want to thank you and remember what we always say here on this channel, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Most High Yah. You guys take care. Take care of one another.
Black God perspective.